It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot with this market this morning?
You know, I'm going to continue to go with soybeans, although that market's been under a little bit of pressure as of late because of thoughts that conditions aren't going to decrease as much because of this weather. I still think there is some issues out there, especially up in the northern plains, well, in the western corn belt even, where we are going to likely see some lower production estimates come out. So I think soybeans still have a little bit of an opportunity. Demand has been good as we've had export sales just about every single day for the last six sessions. And then also cattle. Cattle also are continuing to see some strength. Tight supplies. We still have to find ourselves with what's going to happen as far as the economy is concerned and what influence that could have on cattle demand. But right now, the tight supplies is holding the market up.
We're seeing record crush numbers, too, as far as the soybean market goes.
Very good point. I mean, we saw that on Friday where it was July was another record crush estimate for soybeans. So we've got the crush side going good. We've got the exports going good. And we're seeing production estimates come in a little bit lower because of this weather. You know, if we drop one bushel off of soybeans, all of a sudden now we're down to an ending stock estimate close to 160, 150, 160.
What's not hot with this market then?
You know, I'm going to go with wheat and corn. They continue to get beat up. No matter what happens, corn's going to have some daunting stocks estimates for us, and it's likely we're going to continue to see demand there pull back. Same with wheat as our exports continue to struggle. So those two markets are going to continue to struggle to try to find their way until we can find some demand source. Certainly a lower dollar would help right now as far as when you look at the wheat and U.S. wheat and U.S. corn prices in the world, we're the cheapest. So hopefully, if we can get some exports going or get the dollar lower and get some interest, that'll help spur that demand.
It's What's Hot and What's Not with the Markets with Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.